It's the JCC Coaches Show, and we're talking boys basketball with Huskies head coach Alex Hine. Coach, thank you as always for your time.
Absolutely. Love talking to you because that means it's basketball season.
Yeah, 100%. And a lot of excitement going into this basketball season. Of course, last year, we're right there on the cusp of making the state tournament. And you have some really great talent coming back from that team, even though you graduate some really great players as well.
Yeah, I mean, we had some really good seniors that graduated. You know, Grant Frecking was a 1,000-point scorer, and we had some really outstanding defenders and really good depth. But we are fortunate enough to bring a lot of talent back from the team, and also have some younger players ready to step up. Some guys that were out of the rotation, they're now going to step into the rotation. Sullivan Hall is transferred, you know, and moved in, and he's a 6'10" presence. So you know, we have a lot of talent and skill, and there's a lot of excitement about our season. I'm really excited to see, you know how it's staying. Obviously, when we start, it's going to be rough. It always is at the beginning of the year. But I think when this team is able to put it together, it could be a really special team.
Well, this year is going to be a healthier start for sure, even though it was a longer football season, which, of course, with the state championship, congratulations to them one more time. But you have your guys that are going to be there as soon as they can, instead of having to wait and be able to bring them back from injury later in the season as well, like Roman Voss and Ben Gallagher start last year, just for example. And so, yeah, like you said, there's some new talent in the fold as well. But how much of a difference do you think that's going to be able to hit the ground running at a higher gear than last year?
Well, I think that's going to be huge. And not only to hit the ground running, but also just, you know, last year we'll be dinged up. I think, you know, we're giving guys the time off that they need to get, you know, before they come in. And obviously, like you said, congratulations to the football team. We're so proud of them. I'm very fortunate to have guys that not only do they go in and lift 3 times a week for, you know, for football, but then in the summer, they're still coming in twice a week in the summer for our basketball practices too. So I'm just very blessed to have these guys. And you know, I think, like you said, like, it's going to be nice just to have them all together right away and put it all together. You know, last season with the injuries, we kind of had two different teams. We had the team before the Roman and Ben came back, and then the team afterwards. And it was really difficult because they came back late in the season. And usually you want to have the whole season to kind of figure out what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. And then you have adjustments and you have counters. And, you know, so you learn about your team as the year goes on. And that was a real challenge last year. And then when Roman and Ben came back, you know, they weren't what they usually are. And I got to see that this summer. And I'm looking forward to getting them healthy right away, along with the other pieces that we have. And, you know, it's just going to be able to tell us a lot sooner about our team. Like, what are we good at? What are we bad at? Yeah, we have an idea in practice. But it's not until you get to some games, you hit some adversity, they really learn about your team. You know, every year we change things as the year goes on. We have things that we keep all year because we know we're going to be good at it. But then there's other things you learn about your team. There's adjustments. You see how other teams are guarding and then how they're guarding, how you need to guard other teams. And it's going to help our team really learn about ourselves throughout the year and make the proper adjustments. And as well, just be healthy, you know, and just not have to, hopefully we're healthy throughout the whole basketball season, but just, you really get to, and then you get to find, you know, you get to finesse your alignment, lineup and adjustments, you know, in terms of playing time. You got to go through these situations to learn about them. And that was a real challenge last year. So I'm really excited about not only having healthy guys, but to be able to have them all together and really learn about our team as the year goes on. And hopefully we'll hit our stride at the right time towards the end of the year.
What are some of those day one goals and expectations for JCC this year?
We have skill and we have a lot of length, and we're a strong physical team. And I think the number one thing right away, especially, you know, the thing I've said to them is they play a long football season and they're not in basketball shape. And that's not a diss on football. It's just they're two different kinds of conditioning. So right away, we're not going to be in the greatest, you know, basketball shape. And that always takes some time anyways. But even with the longer football season, you know, it might take a couple more weeks than usual too. But we'd rather have a really good football team. Like, there's a lot more advantages to that. The biggest thing is we need to play hard. We cannot pace ourselves because we're not in, you know, the best of game shape right now. And sometimes guys pace themselves and they kind of, you know, they kind of, instead of sprinting in transition on offense or defense, they kind of lollygag, just kind of save themselves so they can play longer. So the biggest emphasis is we need to play hard. We need to sprint, and we need to be selfless that when we get tired, we have really good teammates that can come in and do it as well. So with our depth, that is a huge advantage to us. So we can't pace ourselves. Let's play really hard. And with our athleticism and our strength and our physicality, like, that is going to be so hard for other teams to deal with. And so just getting that's been the biggest emphasis. And I know it sounds simple, play hard, but it's just playing, you know, as hard as you can and then taking them out and getting someone else to do the same thing. And I think if we can do that, we are going to be really, really tough. And other teams, most of the other teams in our conference and our section just don't have our depth. So that's been the biggest emphasis so far.
Anything, any more specifics that you want to share about how, you know, you expect some of the individuals to, the troops to be deployed, so to speak, early on? Or is it just kind of a little bit of a, like you're saying, there's some play it by ear as you move through any season to kind of figure out what works best?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some things we learn about ourselves that we figure out and we got to start to emphasize. But the biggest thing right now is having Sullivan as a 6'10 and having Weston as 6'7. We got to be able to get them the ball inside. We're going to have mismatches every game. You know, some teams have one big. No team I think we play all year is going to have two bigs like we have. You know, and so we need to find our mismatches. And be able to get them to the ball inside and in advantage situations. But then also we need to provide space for our guards that are really good to get to the hoop. You know, Roman and Ben are two of the best guards in our conference and our section. We need to allow them to have the space to go and do what they do well. But I also think we have some guys that are going to step up and really provide some good scoring depth and some good, you know, overall team depth and defensive depth. And so as you hear this, as I'm saying this, like, hopefully you're hearing that, like, we need to figure out our roles and play to our roles too. And that's always a big thing in a season. You know, the successful teams, the players understand their roles. And right now we don't have them carved out. So as the season goes on, we'll carve them out better. But right away, we got to be able to get those guys the ball in advantage situations on offense. And then defensively, we got to play to our strengths. We can't just let teams shoot threes. We have to make them take a lot of tough shots inside against our length. And then we got to rebound. And if we can do those things right away, we'll be really tough. But then as the season goes on, like I said, we just got to play to our role. And I think we have smart players. I think we'll get that. But it always is a learning process to start the year.
Is there a theme or mantra, or maybe that's exactly what it is that you just talked about right there, that you guys are carrying into this season?
Well, I mean, every year it's the first couple of weeks, it's okay, what are your roles and how can you play the best of your role? But throughout the season, the biggest thing I'm emphasizing is just simple. Be different. We have never won a conference championship. We've never won a state championship. To accomplish those goals, which we have the players to do that, we have to be different. We have to be different in our preparation in terms of watching film, taking care of our bodies. We have to be different in terms of getting shots up, working on our skills outside of practice, our attitudes and our behaviors in practice, which this team has been always had a really good attitude in practice. But how can we take it up another notch? How can we find any little advantage that we can to make ourselves better? And, you know, we can't say, well, this is what other teams are doing, and this is what we've done in the past. Like, how can we be different in our preparation and our execution and to accomplish these really, really big goals? But again, we believe we can do it. And so we just need to think about how we can gain those advantages in our daily, in our weekly, and as the season goes on, as we get going and as we try to work towards those goals.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. We can't wait to monitor that as it goes forward. And thank you very much for your time, for giving us this preview of the season.
Absolutely. And we look forward and are thankful for all the coverage that KKOJ gives us throughout the season. And we appreciate you guys. And we also, all the fans out there, we look forward to seeing you guys all at our games here soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. That's Huskies head coach Alex Hine telling us about the upcoming boys basketball season for Jackson County Central on the JCC Coaches Show.